T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So what was the big news story in Pittsburgh yesterday? Hi, Mark. UPMC reach an agreement. It affected literally thousands of people, but still a lot of questions as to what this all means, how it's going to work. The good news is this morning we are going to get some answers. Welcome to the show, David Holmberg. He is the president and CEO of Highmark Health. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be on here.
So let's talk about yesterday. There's an announcement. Were you watching the announcement? How did you get that information from the announcement?
Well, we had the opportunity to watch it. It was live streamed, so we were able to see it as it played out. And obviously, it was the culmination of a lot of work between the two organizations and all the principals involved.
Now, this was a day that many, many Highmark customers had looked forward to. In fact, we spoke with a woman yesterday who said she was just running around the room screaming. She was so excited. Break it down for me. Exactly what does this new arrangement mean to Highmark customers?
Well, first of all, we've always been committed and been an advocate for consumer choice in terms of people choosing their own health plan. And when I say individuals, groups, employers, being able to choose their doctors and hospitals and design products that make sense for where they're at in their lifestyle. And so what this means is for folks that have the broad network products from us, the PPO Blue and Blue Card, they'll have full network access to Allegheny Health Network and UPMC facilities and doctors as well as many other fine institutions. And so for those that have Freedom Blue and Security Blue, they'll also means that they'll be covered and they'll continue their in-network access that they had going through the end of the consent decree.
Now, what about those subscribers to the Community Blue program?
That's a great question. The key to this agreement with the Attorney General and between the organizations is to put the power back in the hands of the consumer and to give them the choice. And as you know, Lynn, it's about quality, it's about access, and it's also about affordability of care. And so people can choose. And, folks who are in the Community Blue programs have chosen to have a more narrow network and one that's more affordable. And consequently, they can continue to have that choice as well.
Now, we have focused in this conversation right now on what Highmark customers have access to. But what's the flip side of that? Are there Highmark services and facilities that UPMC, those insured by UPMC, will be able to access?
Well, the Allegheny Health Network has been an open system from the beginning, and that was part of the commitment that we made when we created it, that we would accept all insurers and be available to all. And so today, as we sit, UPMC Health Plan currently has contracts at Agents Jefferson and St. Vincent's Hospitals up in Erie, and then also with some of our physician practices. And we certainly welcome the conversation. As we said, we have an open system, and we're fully prepared to engage UPMC Health Plan on that front anytime they're ready.
And so then you would be open to a conversation so that hospitals like Allegheny General, West Penn could be included in the process. You'd be open to that conversation.
Absolutely, Lynn. I mean, the way we look at this is, today, the entire region has two excellent healthcare systems to choose from, the Allegheny Health Network and UPMC, and they have complementary strengths. If you think about, as we discussed, or the Attorney General discussed yesterday, the heart transplant program at Allegheny General is the number one heart transplant program in Pennsylvania, number 7 in the country, and that's an asset and a resource for the community that we're prepared to make available to all.
So what do you say to, it's kind of interesting because I am one of these people. I am one of the people who had to make a decision. So I switched all of my doctors. And I'm thrilled with all of my new doctors, so I'm going to stay where I am. But a lot of people are struggling now because they feel like this just came down to the wire. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, I apologize to them that it came down to the wire. As I said from the beginning, our strategy has always been focused on people and health. And, we believe that, getting this done was the right thing to do. It was a tough negotiation. It was honest, and it was productive. And our focus is on the path forward. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're happy with the clinicians that you have. I mean, again, both organizations, the Allegheny Health Network and UPMC, have excellent physicians, nurses, clinicians, and the community has choice. And I think if you're happy with who you're working with today, you should continue to stay with them. If the things that you need, that are relevant to your life, need to change, or if there's, this decision has opened up capabilities that you're looking for, then certainly those options will be available to you as well.
Awesome. So the bottom line is what I'm hearing you say is it really is about choice in terms of the systems and in terms of the plans that individuals select and what those plans allow them to do.
Absolutely, Lynn. I mean, that's what I'm most proud of in this agreement between the two organizations and the Attorney General and the Governor, is that we have returned the power back to employers, back to individuals, and back to groups to make the choice that's best for them. And, and again, if you're 25 and pregnant and it's your first child, your needs might be different than somebody who's 63 or 64. And they're, thinking about, their healthcare needs differently.
Right, sure.
And so everybody, the key here is for everybody to have choice. And this region now has two excellent choices, plus a whole bunch of community providers, choose from.
Indeed, it's about choice. Thanks so much for joining us. David Holmberg, President and CEO of Highmark Health. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be on with you.
Good. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.